Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another session of our REITs in the Workplace Chabura. As always, if anybody has any questions, please stick around after the shiur, and I'd love to address them and discuss them with you. So the Parashat Tazria Metzora states at the end of the Parashat, the end of Metzora, V'im tohara mizova v'safra lashiv as yamim v'achar tethar. The Torah describes how if a woman experiences an irregular flow of blood, and then the flow stops, so the woman should count 7 days, clean of any sighting of blood, that's known as Shiva Nikiyim, and then she becomes fit for Tahara by going to the mikvah. So this Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim is one of the 3 mitzvos of Sfira that are recorded in the Torah. And in addition to the Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim, we have the Sfira of Yovel, the counting of the 49 years prior to the sanctification of the 50th year as the year of Yovel. And then, of course, we have the mitzvah that we are in the midst of fulfilling now, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And interestingly, the Zohar in Parshas Emor compares the Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim to the Sfira of Sfiras HaOmer, and it likens Sfiras HaOmer to a count from Tuma to Tahara, just like the Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim, since after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and had departed from a location that was rife with Tuma, but hadn't yet experienced the Tahara of Kabbalas HaTorah at Mamar Har Sinai, so they had to do a count of 7 weeks. Just like the 7 days of Shiva Nikiyim, they had to do a count of 7 weeks from Mitzrayim to Mamar Har Sinai. But despite this comparison in the world of Machshava, so the relationship between the various spheros certainly requires further examination, and that's what I want to do today. I want to try to explore what the legal relationship between Sfiras HaOmer and the Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim really is, and try to use that as a platform to define and to characterize the uniqueness of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. As we're going to see, the halachic character of the Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim and of Sfiras HaOmer is certainly fundamentally distinct. The Ramban, in his commentary to Parshas Emor, actually contrasts the two Sfiros, and he comments that while the Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim is not a requirement to do a formal count, but rather a requirement to remain aware of each of the days of the Shiva Nikiyim, just to be cognizant of the days of the Shiva Nikiyim, the requirement of Sfiras HaOmer is to do a formal procedure and action of counting. As the Ramban says it, Sheyimne b'fiv v'yazkir cheshbono, that he count with his mouth, with his speech, and that he enunciate its cheshbon, its count. So the truth is that we find much evidence of the formal character of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and in particular in distinction with the mitzvah of Sfiras Shiva Nikiyim, of counting Shiva Nikiyim. So let's first jump to the topic of a bracha. So we know that we make a bracha prior to counting Sfiras HaOmer. However, the Rishonim point out that there is no bracha that's made prior to the counting of Shiva Nikiyim, despite the fact that the Torah uses the word safar in both contexts. So the Balei HaTosfos, Maseches Ksubos, Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, and also in Menachos, Daf Samech Amud Beis, they're bothered by this distinction. Why is it that Sfiras HaOmer has a bracha, but Sfiras Shiva Nikiyim does not have a bracha? And multiple answers are given to this question. One answer given by Tosfos themselves is that the Sfira of Shiva Nikiyim is not really within a person's control. A Zav or a Zava may experience a sighting of blood during the Shiva Nikiyim and will thereby be so sair, will contradict the Shiva Nikiyim, and will have to start again. And that's not within a person's control. So whether the Shiva Nikiyim comes to fruition is not within the authority or the control of a person. Whereas Sfiras HaOmer is totally within a person's control. He has the ability to decide or to count each and every day of the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. And therefore, we say a bracha prior to Sfiras HaOmer because a person has control over the mitzvah, whereas there is no bracha made prior to Shiva Nikiyim because a person does not have control over whether the mitzvah will be fulfilled. The Shla, This is, within the world of Hilchos Nida, this Shla is certainly one of the more common or famous Makoros. So he infers from the Balei HaTosfos that according to the Tosfos, there's actually a mitzvah for a Zav or Zava to count, to do a Maisa Sfira of each day of the Shiva Nekiyim. We don't paskin this way, but the Shla was of the opinion from this Tosfos that there's actually a mitzvah to say today is day one of Shiva Nekiyim, today is day two of Shiva Nekiyim, just like we do with respect to Sfiras HaOmer. The only difference between the two is whether you say a Birkas HaMitzvah. However, other Rishonim distinguished more fundamentally between Sfiras HaOmer and Sfiras Shiva Nekiyim. For example, the Sefer HaChinuch and the way that we paskin is that there is a mitzvah, of course, to count each of the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, but there's no mitzvah whatsoever to count, to do an act of counting during Shiva Nekiyim. Shiva Nekiyim is about remaining aware and cognizant of each one of the days, of those 7 days, of that 7-day set. Whereas Sfiras HaOmer, it's not sufficient just to be aware of the 49 days, but each one has to be counted. The Mesha Chachma, in his commentary in Parshas Emor as well, so he explains that the sphere of Shiva Nekiyim, just like the Ramban explained, is not to do a formal count, but rather just to distinguish the day from the day before. Today was a day that was free of any sighting of blood. Whereas the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to do a formal act of counting, to say Hayom Yom Echad Ba'Omer. So we see, and that's why there's a bracha prior to Sfiras HaOmer, because there's a mitzvah to count. Whereas prior to Sfiras Shiva Nekiyim, there's no bracha, because there's no mitzvah to count. Rather, the mitzvah is one of consciousness, is one of awareness, of cognizance. So that is one area of evidence of the formal character of Sfiras HaOmer, the issue of the Birkas HaMitzvah. In addition, we have a particular posture that is supposed to be employed when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Pei Tesef Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, "V'tzarech lispor mi'umad." One is supposed to stand when counting Sfiras HaOmer. The Rambam codifies this even earlier than the Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on a couple of drashos, famously from the Medrash Tanoim, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Mehachel Chermish Bakama, when the sickle hits the standing grain, that is the literal meaning of the phrase. But instead of reading the word Bakama as standing grain, we interpret the word as Bikoma, is with the posture of standing. And that's one of the sources for the obligation or the lechatchila requirement to stand for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So certainly this is a significant point. The preference for Amida, to stand while performing the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, suggests that Sfiras HaOmer has a formal ceremonial character to it, that there's a ceremonial act of counting each one of the days. And therefore one does it specifically, purposefully, while standing. Whenever we have, a requirement to stand, likewise we have with respect to Kriyas HaTorah, whenever we have a requirement to stand, very often that requirement is indicative of a certain formal stature and status, that we're trying to perform a certain ceremony, not just trying to do something pragmatic and practical. So from both the bracha and the amida, what emerges is that Sfiras HaOmer, in distinction from Sfiras Shiva Nekiyim, really has a formal character to it. We're trying to perform a ceremony of counting each one of the 49 days, whereas the Sfira of Shiva Nekiyim has much more of a pragmatic nature to it, just trying to remain conscious and aware of each one of the 7 days, trying to not lose track of that week. What are the ramifications of this formal character of Sfiras HaOmer? So the Achronim discuss what set of actions constitutes a fulfillment of the mitzvah. We know that, of course, every night of Sfiras HaOmer, we pronounce the Omer. We are Mona Befeh. But what about some other actions? Could you fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer by writing? Could you even fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer just by thinking with Hirhur? So let's go one by one. Let's discuss each of those. We'll take the more extreme. We'll take the more extreme case first. So first, let's begin with Hirhur. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer just by thinking today is day one of the Omer, today is day two of the Omer? So the Kihilos Yaakov, the Stipler, asks a really interesting question. Let's frame this idea like this. We know from the poskim, the Taz and the Mishnah Brura, that prior to reciting the bracha of Al Sfiras HaOmer, one is supposed to know the day that he's going to count. Right? So if last night was the 16th, today is the 16th day of the Omer, so prior to reciting the bracha, you're supposed to know that you're counting the 16th day. That you're going to say, Hayom Shisha Asar Yom. So the Kilos Yaakov asks the following question. If we hold that Hirhur Kedibur Dami, this is a machlokas already in the Gemara, but if we hold Hirhur Kedibur Dami, that thinking is like speaking. Thinking amounts to speaking. So asks the Stipler, so then how can you ever recite the bracha of Al Sfiras HaOmer? Because after all, if prior to the bracha you have to think about the day, you have to know which day you're going to count, and you also assume that thinking is like speaking, so then even before you've said the bracha, you've already fulfilled the mitzvah. Because it says, if you've said, today is the 16th day, since you already thought that. So he answers, his answer is that no, there's a clear distinction here, because when you're thinking of the day in advance of the bracha, you have clear intent not to be yotze with that thought. You don't want to use that thought for the purpose of the mitzvah. You just want to use that thought to make sure that you're going to count the right day, but you have full intention only to be yotze when you actually enunciate the words. However, others give a more, even perhaps a more fundamental answer, or an answer that's more relevant for our topic. And this actually comes up in Shuvos of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger had a whole correspondence with his uncle, Rabbi Binyamin Wolf Eger. This is in Shuvos Rabbi Akiva Eger, Mahadura Kama, Orachaim, Simon Lamed through Lamed Beis. If you take a look there, it's fascinating. Rabbi Akiva Eger notes that he had this correspondence with his uncle during his Sheva Brachos, during his week of Sheva Brachos, and he was so excited that his uncle greeted the family and came to the wedding and shared words of bracha, and he was so excited by and honored by his uncle coming. But what's also amazing is that Rabbi Kiviger is writing a tshuva during Sheva Brachos on all of these minutia about Sfiras HaOmer and whether you can fulfill Sfiras HaOmer with Ksiva and with Hirhur. It's unbelievable to see where the Gedolei Achronim, of course we know the famous story of the Shev Shmaitza, of the Ktzos, that he wrote the Shev Shmaitza, one section of the Shev Shmaitza, each one for another day of his Sheva Brachos. Apparently the Gedolei Achronim used Sheva Brachos as a platform to really be osek in sugyas and iyun. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Eger, in this correspondence, so he hears from his uncle, Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger, who says that because the Torah uses the word usfartem lachem, mimacharas ha-shabbas, you should count for yourselves from the second day of Pesach, so usfartem, that word, requires sfira bepeh. And that's why you can't be yotze with hirhur. That's why the Kihilos Yaakov, the stipler's question, falls to the wayside. Because you can, even if you held hirhur kedibur dami, even if you held that thinking is like speaking, even if you held of that, you still would not be able to be yotze Sfiras HaOmer just by thinking that today is the 16th day of the Omer. Wouldn't be sufficient. Why? Because the word usfartem, Sfiras HaOmer, constitutes an independent category. It's not sufficient just to use speech. It's not a requirement of dibor. If it were a requirement of dibor and you held hirhur kedibor, that would be sufficient. But you don't have to do dibor. You don't have to be medaber. You have to do a sfira. You have to do a count. A count is distinct from just plain old speech. And part of the characteristics of a count is that you have to use, you have to articulate, you have to enunciate. It's not enough to use other forms of communication that you know would count as dibor, like hirhur kedibor. And that's why you would not be able to be yotze Sfiras HaOmer just by thinking. And Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger, the uncle of Rabbi Akiva Eger, uses the same argument to explain why you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer by writing. Even if you hold ksiva kedibur dami, even if you hold that writing is akin to speech, nonetheless, you will not be able to be yotze the mitzvah of Sfira just by writing. Why not? Because the Torah says, usfartem lachem mimacharas ha-shabbos. You have to do an act of sfira, of counting, which is an independent category, something distinct just from speech. So it won't be sufficient to use other modes of speech, like siva, or maybe even hirhor. Rather, you have to do svira. And part of svira is the enunciation and the articulation of mone befe, as the Ramban explained. So again, frame this, an expression, a ramification of the formal character of Sfiras HaOmer is that it's not enough to use modes of speech like Hirhor and Dibor, but rather you have to do an act of Sfira, and part of the act of Sfira is to enunciate and articulate. In addition, there's a really interesting machlokas between the Achronim, between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, about whether one needs to understand the language that he uses when counting Sfiras HaOmer. The Magen Avraham was of the opinion that you don't have to understand the language of Sfiras HaOmer. So let's say you counted Hayom Yom Echad BaOmer, but the person who counted it didn't understand Hebrew. So he didn't understand what he was saying, but nonetheless, he said the right words. Is he Yotze? Says the Magen Avraham, yes. Why not? As long as he did the Maisa of counting the right days, then he was Yotze. But, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Sorry. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin was of the opinion that you're Yotze even if you don't understand. The Magen Avraham was of the opinion that no, you have to understand that which you are counting. What is the root of the dispute between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Yaakov Emdin? So I wanted to suggest that perhaps, according to the Magen Avraham, the idea of Sfiras HaOmer is to keep track of the count, to know that today is the first day and tomorrow is the second day and the day after that is the third, all the way through all of the 49 days. And if you want to keep track of a count, if you're, we have accountants who listen to the shiur, right? So if you want to be a good accountant, you have to understand, all of the numbers that you're dealing with. To not understand is just to do a formal act of counting, that's meaningless. So says the Magen Avraham, if you want to really know that you're counting 49 days, so then of course you have to understand the count. So then what's the idea of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, that you don't even have to understand the words? And if you said Hayom Yom Echad BaOmer, but you didn't even understand it, you're still Yotze? So apparently, this is one of the kulas, one of the leniencies of the formal and ceremonial character of Sfiras HaOmer. The idea that we're performing a certain ceremony by getting up, by standing up, and declaring, today is the first day of the Omer. So you did that act, that formal act, regardless of whether you understood the words that you pronounced. So what emerges from this analysis is that the formal character of Sfiras HaOmer may actually have both kulas, both leniencies, and also chumras, stringencies. On the one hand, we're going to require at least lechatchila, the posture of amida, you're going to have to stand. And in addition to that, we're going to have a very strict definition of what constitutes the ma'isa sfira, what constitutes an act of counting. You're going to have to enunciate and articulate the words. It's not enough to write or to think them, even if writing and thinking in other areas of halacha are considered like dibor. But on the other hand, according to Rav Yaakov Emdin, you don't have to even understand that which you pronounce. So this idea that Sfiras HaOmer is ceremonial, that it's formal, has both kulas and chumras to it. What's the machshava that underlies this idea that usfartem lachem imacharas haShabbos, that which distinguishes Sfiras HaOmer from the Sfira of Shivan Nekiyim, that Sfiras HaOmer amounts to a formal and ceremonial fulfillment? What's the machshava that underlies this idea? So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of tying Sfiras HaOmer to the idea of confrontation with the notion of time. I'll quote to you from one of the books, Sacred and Profane, that quotes Soloveitchik's drashos. So Soloveitchik writes very eloquently, when the Jews were delivered from the Egyptian oppression, and Moshe rose to undertake the almost impossible task of metamorphizing a tribe of slaves into a nation of priests, Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, he was told by God that the path leading from the holiday of Pesach to Shavuos, from initial liberation to consummate freedom, leads through the medium of time. The commandment of Sfira was entrusted to the Jew. The wondrous test of counting 49 successive days was put to him. And Mori Virabi of Rosenzweig explains even further that Tzviyas HaOmer is about heightening one's time consciousness. It's about internalizing the value and the responsibility of the time that we have and how we utilize it. So perhaps the idea is that by counting the days of Tzviyas HaOmer, by doing this ceremonial act of Sfira, a Maisa Sfira, as we might say in the yeshiva, we don't just keep track of the days practically, and we know that today is day one and tomorrow is going to be day two and the day after that three, and we don't lose track so that eventually we know we get to Shavuos. But rather we formally declare our confrontation with the notion of time and thereby commit ourselves to taking advantage of it. And it's this time consciousness, it's this formal declaration that allows us to become a dedicated and regimented and scrupulous nation, and eventually one that becomes fit for the conclusion of the counting process and ready to accept the Torah at Kabbalas HaTorah at Mamar Har Sinai on the holiday of Shavuos. So wish everybody a great rest of the week, a Yom HaTzma'ut Sameach, and a good Shabbos.